You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds for this game. Alex Iwobi to score an Arsenal win is 2-1 from 6-4. And Sadio Berahino to score in a West Brom win is 33-1, having been 18-1. Arsenal, with a game in hand, and if they win this game as well, they could potentially go back up to third in the league. I suppose you could say they're trying to stay in the title race, although I think that's all but gone. And West Brom are struggling at the moment, Derek. So 2-7, is that far too short here? Am I missing something?
Well, it is, because I watched them against Palace on Sunday, Arsenal, and they looked bereft of everything. It was a really poor performance, and I couldn't possibly back them at 2-7. Especially against the Tony Pulis side, he'll go to Arsenal. He won't exactly be throwing caution to the wind. He'll be keeping it tight, and Arsenal looking capable of breaking down Palace at the weekend, who set up in a similar kind of way. I'm going to go for West Brom plus 2 goals here at even. Yeah, I know they lost at home to Watford at the weekend, which on paper looks terrible, but as Dave has rightly pointed out, 2 penalties missed, they could easily have had 3 points. And 2-7. How can you possibly be back at 2-7, Paul, given the way Arsenal are performing at the moment? I just couldn't touch them. So even money, West Brom plus 2 goals looks a tremendous bet to me.
I think it is all about trust here, Derek, isn't it? Can you trust Arsenal to put in a performance at the Emirates and win this game? Because they weren't good at the weekend against Crystal Palace, drawing that game 1-1. I thought it was a very poor performance. I think I'd rather back Alexis Sanchez to produce in this game. Alexis Sanchez is in the market at 19-20. Slight odds on to score in this game, but he's got 4 in his last 6 Premier League games. And he's a streaky striker, or just plays just behind the striker. You know what I mean. Before that, he'd only scored 1 in his previous 10, and he does tend to score his goals in clumps, and he scored in successive games at the Emirates as well. So I think that Alexis Sanchez will get on the score sheet here. The problem with West Brom is they are safe now. They've made their way onto 40 points, and that 1-0 loss against Watford, as we've mentioned at the weekend, doesn't tell the full story, obviously, with Berahino missing those 2 penalties. I think Arsenal win, but I would never, ever back them at 2-7 here. And given what Derek mentioned about West Brom being very, very difficult to break down, I'm actually going to introduce a market that's just below the goal scorer markets on the website, and it's the correct score group betting. I like Arsenal to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 in this game, which is 8-5. When you consider they are 2-7 to win this match, you've got 3 results there. I expect it will be low scoring. Tony Pulis will set his side up to defend. So Arsenal to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is in the betting at 8-5. Tight, but Arsenal break them down eventually. But I wouldn't trust them at 2-7.
Actually, that does look a big price, doesn't it? A big difference now, isn't it? For a scoreline that look most likely as well, if you fancy Arsenal.
It's one of those situations, Derek, where because they're so short at 2-7, that means that those big scores like 3-0, 4-0, 5-0 are all runners in the correct score betting market. So you're getting, if you do expect it to be low scoring, you're getting good value on that market.
Indeed.
West Brom did beat Arsenal at the Hawthorns earlier on the season as well, and we've seen time and time again that Arsenal can't deal with the kind of bullies at set pieces and so on and so forth. I just wonder if 11-1 is just too ludicrous to ignore.
It's one of those prices here, Derek. When we talked about Arsenal versus Palace, which is a very similar game at the weekend in terms of Palace and West Brom, quite comparable this season, especially with their respective points tallies. And Palace were 8-1 to win at Arsenal. Why are West Brom 11-1?
I was about to say, well, West Brom have got nothing to play for, but Palace didn't either, really. So yeah, I wouldn't argue with that. But Pulis would be delighted with 0-0, wouldn't he? The West Brom manager, Tony Pulis. You know, I wouldn't anybody off, but I'm going to play safe. I'm going to do the Lee Phelps approach and play safe.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.